Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. Okay, party people. I want to talk about today how I was having a conversation in the salon where I get so much of my inspiration, and I was talking to one of my clients about how I had this epiphany around a difficult situation where I was like, you know what? All women need to have each other's backs. And I feel like I have my friends' backs. I have there's a lot of women who I back. But if I'm being really honest, there has been people, you know, women in my life that I haven't always rooted for. And I haven't, and I feel like I've had my reasons. And I feel like I'm like, yeah, so I don't know. I feel like justified. That's the word I'm looking for. Justified in like maybe wanting someone to struggle or not do as well as me. I mean, if I'm being really honest. And I recently had this shift, and you know, I'm doing a spiritual class right now. It's 6 weeks of surrender. And I think it's just sitting with myself more. And I had this thought that I shared with one of my clients, Christina. I was saying like, you know, I don't get anything out of a woman not rising. Like, I don't get a single thing out of it. Meaning like, I don't see any satisfaction. You know, I just had this shift of like, I actually do want to see other women rise. And, you know, I feel like it's easy to want that for people that you've had a positive experience with. But I think it's as important, and it's a shift that I've recently been making. And even, you know, there's a person that, you know, I've really struggled with, and, you know, they don't know that I know certain things about their story. And so I actually sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes I send a prayer their way that I hope they get everything they desire, because there's not less for me if they get what they want. And I don't know, I get a little satisfaction out of being like, I know that that's not been coming the other direction. And I get a little joy out of like being like, why wouldn't I want to see you win? And I had this like analogy with my client this week. I said, you know, it's like a wave in the ocean. Like when the tide comes in, like we need the whole tide to come in for the tide to rise. And like women need to have each other's backs to get the tide up. And I think we all have had experiences, even with family members, where like other women want to see you do as well as they're doing. But if you ever aspire or reach higher than they feel they have been able to, or feel a permission to, that they start kind of jabbing you. And it's not always through words, it's through, you know, but it is sometimes through words. And I've been on the receiving end of that as well. And it is hurtful. But when I stop and I think, oh my gosh, like, you know, there's a thing on Instagram that's like a mom saying, I was my daughter's first bully. And, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, like my thought was, why do we do that? Like why? And I'm guilty of it. That's why I'm saying like, I've recently made this shift of like, I want to see all women win, and I win if you win. And this, I guess I was just like having this epiphany just because I've been sitting with myself more in this spiritual class, but also I've been questioning like the programming we've gotten from society. And I just wonder, I don't know. Just one of my thoughts is this by design? If we're all fighting with each other or kind of keeping each other metaphorically down, then like maybe you don't even have to like, you know, like I just think it's like, what if this was programmed into us? Like I've been questioning, like, why do I struggle with this person? Or like when I see inequality, or if I see someone in a marriage where like, it's like, doesn't feel like it has equity in it, equality in it. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, it just feels like it's off. Like I actually send love that direction. And I say to myself, Oh my gosh, like I see myself in that person. I mean, I've had stuff in my marriage and in my, I call it my first marriage, but same husband. I'm like, I could so see how I could have ended up there. My story went a different way. And I'm so grateful to it, but I don't get any satisfaction. And I have had people say some cruel things to me, and people that have, that have known parts of your story. And you know what? If I'm really honest, aside from a couple like tooly guys, the meanest things I've ever had said to me have been said by other women. And so I just wonder if it's like one of the programmings of society is like if we get all these women to be threatened by each other and we get them to not want each other to do better than each other, and we kind of get them all kind of, I don't know, just like prickly around each other. Then they'll distract themselves with each other, and then we can continue having the world work for us. And I don't know, it's just one of my conspiracy theories, but I do really think like I'm gonna have my friend Jen on in a few episodes when we can get it together about just we've had some really bad experiences with women, but I really have recently made this shift of like, there's not less for me if you do well. And, I don't know. There's something. I think the meanest things, the most disappointing things that women have said to me are kind of, they're just kind of said in like a, yeah, it's almost like to put you down. It's like, I don't want you to rise. I don't want the tide to rise with you. But what they don't get, and what I didn't always get, is that when I do that, I mean, life is an echo. So we're all keeping each other stuck when we do that. And so I feel like I send love, and this is like, again, I haven't always been this way, but I've recently started being like, it's inspiring to see what other women do. And if you see someone, I think you can make a choice, right? And you have to keep making the choice, but it gets easier of like, when I see another woman doing something and I'm like, God, that's so cool. I'm like, okay, I have interest in doing that, or I can admire someone's story. And, I think that idea of, I think the energy behind so many of the things that women say to each other is kind of like this attitude of must be nice. But like, I think all women are showing other women what's possible. You know what I mean? If you see another woman doing something and you're like you're kind of in awe of her, I feel like I try and say that, like, if I'm talking to someone on social media that even if I don't know them, but I admire them, I try and speak a little life into it because I know for me, I've sometimes felt a little alone in my journey. I don't anymore, but I think it's because I've really made a conscious choice to bring other women along with me and into my life because it's just more fun. It's way more fun. And I think this idea of like women gatekeeping, this I and I and I can relate to it because I've been there. But I think truly confident women don't do that. Truly confident women want to share their resources and recognize that like the thing that they have to offer is so uniquely them that like sharing the website developer, sharing the resources, sharing the virtual assistant. And I think we've really, a lot of us, myself included, have had it backwards. And the thing that sucks is we like get this programming from a young age. Like, why would you tell her your idea? Like, why would you tell her that? Or, just like we've had negative experiences or programming or messaging, indirect messaging, around like other women. And then the thing that sucks even more is then we like start to grow up and we start to have that like kind of reinforced, right? Like it's like then we work at the first salon and like we bump into all the mean girls and they do the same shit that the people that said, don't tell your ideas, like reinforced. And it's like, oh my gosh. And then we start having this narrative of like, oh yeah, they're right. Like other women aren't really safe. And so for me in my life, one of the biggest privileges of my life are my female friendships. And, I was out with my friend Dawn today and I was realizing like, I was like stopping in my journey to be like, wow, there's not a single thing I wouldn't share with her. Because you know, I want everything in the world for my friends. And I really feel like when we're comfortable with ourselves and who we are and what we offer, we really to the world, we really stop feeling like we have to hold back. And then we're able to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so not alone in this thing. And like I said, I told my client, I said, like we, like all women raise the tide together. And if there's a woman who's back and we like she fucks up the tide, we all got to go together. And that's why like it is taking the high road when somebody makes a joke at like, I thought you only had 8 quote boxes left. You know, it's like women can be mean, and that's true. And I've experienced it firsthand. I don't know as a person, I don't know why I mentioned that one, but you know, it's like, as women, we all know like how hard we work to create the things we create and put them into the world. The last thing we need is other women to put us down. And you know what? I've had a lot of women kind of try and put me back in the corner. And you know what sucks is like, they're telling me how they feel about themselves and they're telling me what they believe is possible for them. And they're just like poking me. And I'm like, I guess I just feel like if women would say, wow, that's cool that you're chasing something or creating something. I think I want to make something. I think that would be the, I think we have a choice. We can be honest or we can like choose to like tear down other women. And I think at the end of the day, even the people I struggle with, there's been times where I feel like I've been less compassionate towards them and I haven't wanted to see them win. And that's just me being honest. I'm human. But as I work on myself more, as I sit with all that I have to be grateful for, and I think about the world I want my daughter to be in, and the way I want her to treat other people, people that are for her or people that aren't, I just feel like being kind is the thing that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, even in the moment when people have said the most hurtful things to me, one of the first thoughts I had was, I don't have to go to sleep tonight and be them. And you know what? I think that's the thing. It's like, we go to sleep with like, I don't know, like with the way we treated people. We have to wake up and we have to be who we are. And I guess I don't want to live with regrets about how I treated people and how I showed up and how I don't know. It's like, it's almost like, I don't want to laugh in anyone's face because I know what that feels like. And so I think not everyone has to be your best friend. Not every woman has to, you know, be someone who you just are like over the moon about. But I do feel like we owe it to each other and we owe it to like the girls that we want to be women someday that champion and support each other. Because when you are like championed by another woman, I mean, we've all felt it, right? It's like there's no better feeling in the world. But also, like, it doesn't feel good to be catty. And at the end of the day, like, not everyone's going to get with the program. But I do feel like, and again, it's like, it's funny that whole idea of, like, the best revenge is having it, living a full life. But I really believe that, like, life's funny how you end up getting the things that you know, you always thought you wanted and you realize when you get them that like, you don't care, you know? And it's like, that's the thing about working on yourself and, you know, being in service of others and wanting to have a great life. It's like, I might in my like more passive aggressive moments or in my like weaker moments been like, oh, I would want to see that person fail. But if I really zoom out, whenever I've gotten things, you know, like in my life, I've never actually cared in the end, right? It's like I say, like once you let go of like needing the thing, you get it. And it's like, I really do believe that there will be like, I think our energy will just be supercharged if we really do wish the best for other women. And I don't know. I mean, my daughter's 3 and she's already dealing with like other girls saying mean things, and I don't want to be your best friend. And now she says, I don't want to be your mommy anymore. And I'm like, so, okay, that's kind of backwards, but it's wild to watch. It's wild to watch. And I wonder if that's actually the thing that's kind of knocked me into alignment with this, because I just think the world is hard enough as a woman. The last thing we need is to be tearing each other down. And as someone that has, like I said, not always been the most mature, and also been on the receiving end of women that you think would want to see you win. And I have this quote, like, there's some people that no amount of your story will ever make them for you or, you know, celebrate you. And that is going to still be the case. But I don't want you to be one of those people. And I don't want to be one of those people. And so I leave you with, I hope you have a wave-making day. And in moments when you feel less than generous to other women, I hope you will take a step back and sit with all the gratitude you have for the things in your life that are awesome, and be able to zoom out and see that there is no winning when another woman doesn't rise. Have a wave-making day. I think I already said that, but that was a good last line. Woo-wee. Bye-bye.